All right, we're going to try this one more time. We're going to turn our attention to our panelists. Each panelist is allowed 3 minutes, as seen on the clock above, to either respond or create closing comments to tonight's conversation. We're going to begin on the side with Mr. D.A. King, please.
Thank you. Earlier tonight, we were back in the back of this building in a green room, and the agreement was that we were here to talk about the merits or the benefits or impact, as it was put, of 287G. Earlier, I surrendered part of my time and the interest of moving the program along, only to watch an anti-enforcement politician now running for Congress attack me, citing the disgraced and discredited Southern Poverty Law Center. So much of my response will be that I take back nothing that she cited that I wrote. I was in downtown Atlanta in a 90-degree night watching 500 people in the country illegally scream at us, five of us, of multicolors, that they were never going to leave our country and to hell with your laws. So I don't mind if she doesn't like what I wrote. I do point out that each and every time, and I've been doing this for nearly 20 years, that immigration enforcement is brought up. Immigrants are drug into it instead of the illegal aliens at whom it is directed, and the race card is pulled out because that is the only logical tool that these people have to oppose the enforcement of our immigration laws. I'm still speaking. Georgia is home to more illegal aliens than green card holders, according to the left-leaning Georgia Budget and Policy Institute. Georgia is home to more illegal aliens than Arizona. The alternative to enforcing our immigration laws, folks, is open borders. And I promise you, much of this side of the room is pulling for open borders. That is the final end. It's not about hate. Enforcing our laws is not hate. It's not about hate. Talk to me later, pal. I'll enjoy it. So, the alternative is open borders, folks. Gwinnett County is home to an estimated 72,000 illegal aliens. 8% of the population of this county is judged to be illegal by people on the left who take polls and statistics. Not enforcing our immigration laws is un-American and it's anti-immigrant. I am just not surprised at all. I know there's a lot of people who are going, wow, I can't believe that the politician attacked Big Bald Guy as being a white supremacist or white nationalist, whatever it is. It happens literally every day. The Dustin Inman Society is made up of people of all colors, creeds, and races. And it cracks me up, and I'm not kidding, it cracks me up when the African Americans and the Hispanics on our board of advisors are attacked as being white supremacists for the audacity to stand up and say that we should enforce our immigration laws and that the law should be equally applied. There's a young lady here who's got tape over her mouth, and she's so full of hate that she has to take the tape off every once in a while to scream at me. Thank you very much, folks.
We are going to follow the same...